This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to... Yes, I'm very despicable. I know. And you know what? And I don't care. I really don't. If you don't like what you have to hear, you know, there's 3,000 other stations you can listen to. You can... I don't know. There's just so many other things that you can do to avoid this show. Unless you like getting your blood pressure up. In which case, I have to question your sanity. You know what I'm saying? So anyhow, later on in the show, David Fisher is going to join us. David is the CEO. It's Landmark Capital, and I know it, but I can't get it out in the right way. So, yeah, David's the one I've been talking about. He's going to talk about the coin giveaway, the Morgan Silver coin, 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. You got to pay attention. You got to pay attention. You got to pay attention. Because, look, I'm not going to hit you up with the doom and gloom, but I am going to hit you up with you're supposed to be a good steward of your money. You want to make sure that you have money for your children. You want to make sure you've got it together for your kids, right? Now, for my Christian friends, tomorrow is Take Your Bible to School Day. And you can find it up online. Just Google Take Your Bible to School, and you'll see what's going on and where. Now, here's the deal. If you've never taken your Bible to school, and you've never really, nobody really knows you're a Christian or might go to church or anything like that, then don't do it. Because then you're just part of a fad. You're part of a movement. But if you really believe it, if you really think there's nothing wrong with reading your Bible at school or your kid reading his Bible at school or anything along that, and don't worry about your kid being chastised. Because if you're a Christian, remember, Christ said that they would hate us for his sake. So if you're not being hated by the others, maybe there's something wrong with you. Maybe you have to look at your life. I'm not saying you're being mean and nasty. Because remember, you don't have to be... Look around you. You don't have to be mean and nasty for people to hate you. Just the mere fact that you have a moral value and you're willing to stand on the principles of Christianity, they're going to hate you. Even if you don't even if you don't shove it down their throats. So look it up tomorrow. Take your Bible to school. Speaking of that, when I see stories like this, again, it's another one of my hot buttons. And when it gets to the point where on TV, we can't, you know, Duck Dynasty, love those guys. And the reason I love those guys is not because I believe in everything they believe in and how they do and all that. It's because when they were put on TV, they were put on TV to ridicule, right? They wanted to ridicule the good old white Christian boys down in Louisiana. And they thought they were going to make fun of them. And I'm not so sure they thought they were going to make the kind of money they made in the show. Now think about all the things the patriarch has done. Which, in a lot of cases, a lot of shows would have been removed, period, end of discussion, but not his. No. They told him they wanted him to stop praying in the name of Jesus. He said, nope, take a hike. Right? I don't know, there's a couple of episodes where there's some bleeping going on, as if they're swearing. Now, he's not a TV fiend, so when he found out about it, he went to them and said, hey, well, what is the beeping stuff? You're making it look like we're swearing. We don't swear. We don't curse like that, as he put it. Now, do they never have a moment? Give me a break. Everybody has a moment. Nobody's perfect. Not yet, anyhow. But it's not a commonality for them. And it shouldn't be portrayed that way. And God bless him for standing up for what he believes to be true. They don't want to lose the hundreds of millions of dollars that they make on that show. Right? I mean, they've blown it just like Christians have blown Facebook. We've allowed Zuckerberg, a rank heathen, as a Christian... to get all that power, all that money, all that wealth without any guidelines. Now you can't stop them. Too bad. Deal with it. Yeah, I blame Christians. I blame parents. I got a lot of blame going around. I take some of that myself, so you can do what you want with that. Terry Bradshaw came out recently and said, hey, we can't talk about Jesus. If you do, you get kicked off the desk. You know, he works for ESPN. And what a shame that is from two perspectives. You sports, see, I've never been a sports freak, so I don't even get it. But you sports freaks, we'll say that there's a difference between your religion, your work, and all that. You are wrong. You are dead wrong. And if you allow that stuff, you know, the Bible says to guide your eyes, to guide your ears, guide what goes into your head, into your mind. So if you got all this crap going on that's anti-Christian, if you would, not that that changes your Christianity, not because I hate those arguments, not that it changes who God is, not that it changes God's love. Of course it doesn't change any of that. But by you allowing this stuff to happen, by you supporting the NFL, and thank you, God, their numbers drop week after week after week as to who's watching them and the kind of coverage that they're getting anymore. When Tim Tebow gets booed for taking a knee to give glory to God, and an oppressed $16 million a year person gets cheered for talking about the oppression of the United States, taking a knee, there's something wrong there. So former Pittsburgh Steeler and commentator Terry Bradshaw says, people can't talk about Jesus, and instead they say, I'm religious. Because if we say Jesus, you're automatically pigeonholed and kicked off the desk. During an appearance on Fox and Friends, Bradshaw linked the NFL players protesting during the national anthem to a bigger problem in the country. And that was, I do have a problem with these people in the country. They don't respect our flag. They don't respect what the national anthem stands for. Look around, he said. All great empires die from within. We can't talk about Jesus. We can't mention that anymore. So we say, I'm religious. Because if we say Jesus, you're automatically thrown off the desk. Right? Two vice presidential guys are going at it, and they're both saying, what? We're religious? What does that mean? And he's right. Why do we keep watering this down? I don't understand. Let me see. Will this pop up? It's not going to go. Anyhow, if you're a Christian, please hold on to your faith. Please hold on to what you believe. Don't be ashamed of being ostracized. Let me see now. See, I'm not going to be able to get the whole thing in. Darn it! I'm going to save this. I'm going to hit this on, I'll hit this tomorrow night. It's that important to me. I'm going to hit this tomorrow night. But again, if you're a Christian, I'm not saying you shove it down anybody's throat. That's not what we're supposed to do. Don't you dare give it up to anybody else. Hey, when we come back, David Fish is going to join us. You're going to learn about how to stay financially secure. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick-chicky-boom, chick-chicky-boom.
We are back.
Yes, sir.
You're listening to The Real Side on... Can we still say chicky? I'm not so sure that's right. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a thousand things you can do up there on the website. I don't want you to get distracted, though, because you've got to hear my next guest. You've got to hear... you know, what's going on in the financial world, and not just the financial world. Some of, you know, we've been talking about this over the last few weeks, not just the uncertainty in the presidential race, but, you know, that trickles down to the markets. And every time somebody at the Fed sneezes, you see the market take a nosedive, you know, 300 points, 400 points. And I realize that life is not coming to an end. I'm not trying to say the clouds are moving in and all life as we know it's going to stop. But doesn't this rack on your nerves? I mean, some of you out there, you're so dependent on the market, and I talked to some of you. It's like you got sores and you've got bruises on your arms from hitting yourself every time something goes wrong. You've got to diversify. You've got to understand what's out there, what's available to you. So I bring on David Fisher. He's a sponsor of the show. He's a great guy. He's an honest guy. He's got a company that really cares about the people that he deals with, which is not what we see here. When you come to precious metal companies, I got to tell you guys, David doesn't even know this, but early on, I had a precious metal guy, and we got rid of him in 3 weeks. Because it, not the amount of complaints, but it was like every time the guy got on the phone with one of our listeners, he sounded like he was trying to sell a used car to them. I don't want that. I want somebody who cares about not just the product that they're selling, but the people they're selling it to. So David Fisher is the CEO of Landmark Capital. David, thanks for being with me today.
Well, it reminds me, Joe, of one of the sayings I abide by, and that is people don't really care how much you know until they know how much you care. And that's true in a lot of things. And so, you know, we operate on a different probably set of ethics than what you experienced previously. Unfortunately, there are some companies like that. No, but I'm not saying I'm perfect, but we strive that direction. Integrity means everything to us, and you know, and that's how we approach markets, making education and projections into the future, you know, and really just helping people. It's their decision, not ours. We're here to empower them, and we feel that if people are given the right information, the accurate data, and that can be verified, people are smart enough to make their own decisions. They don't need somebody to pressure them.
I know, I agree. And that's the biggest positive feedback I get. There's a no-pressure scenario when they call. They get information. They get an idea of what's going on, and that's it. And I think that's great. I think that's the way it should be. And to prove that you have a clue, you know, a couple of weeks ago when you were on the show, we were talking about Deutsche Bank. And you were talking about that they were in trouble, that their finances didn't look right, and they were getting more in trouble. And then we hear the other day, our local market takes a nosedive because Deutsche Bank hit a hiccup. Why don't you explain that?
Well, you know, this is not a what I call a blind squirrel moment. I have blind squirrel golf shots a lot. But this, when it comes to this, the industry, my economics, I'm going to brag on myself for a second, not to be arrogant, but to be with humility. You know, I said a lot of things on your program and lots of other national radio programs, like the Fed's not going to raise rates this year, and people rolled their eyes and said, you don't really understand. I've been 100% right. I said gold is going to go up 15 to 30%. It's gone up about 22%. We had a little backward movement today in the market, which, you know, markets always have that, but it's still outperforming the Dow. I said Deutsche Bank is going to be in severe trouble, and their woes just continue week after week, and I'm going to make another prediction.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm listening.
If you knew, Joe, that we were going to have something like a repetitive 2008 again, some people would say, that guy is crazy. I'm going to make a prediction. We are 3 months away from a 2008 again. Unfortunately, I hate to say it, but the sources like Fox News, economists, and I get it. This is a very highly opinionated opinion of what I'm saying, because just like we have a divided country, we have two candidates that say different things and say this is how you fix the company or the country. It's different as night as day. There's going to be different opinions saying, no, we'll never face another 2008 again. They fixed it. Well, I'm going to go on the record saying, I don't know if it's going to happen in 3 months, but if they don't fix something seriously on Deutsche Bank's level, they have what you call a three-month cash burn. They're going to be in severe – you think they're in severe trouble now? They're going to be in severe trouble in 3 months, according to Fox News.
You know, David, you continually hear about how the economy really isn't as fragile as everybody says it is. And I'm not saying I agree with that. I'm just saying, you know, you always hear about how the stock market is up 40%, and, you know, it's just a natural thing that it takes a nosedive from time to time, constantly comes back totally. I mean, for a layman like myself, how does one find the truth in that? Give me a simple way to look and go, no, it is not up 40% or what have you.
Well, I think the stock market, I'm not going to deny the fact that there's been some movement up. Yeah, but the question comes, was it based upon fundamentals? Companies making a profit based upon providing a goods and services that they sold at a profit? Or was it based upon two other factors that normally markets don't need, and that is injection of capital from the Fed called quantitative easing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And on that note, Yellen announced last week, for the first time in history, this is Reuters, this is no hearsay thing, on the 29th of September, title of the article says, Yellen says Fed's purchase of stocks, corporate bonds could help in a downturn. They're entertaining the idea the Federal Reserve is going to buy stocks.
Wow.
This is, they're coming out of the closet, in my opinion. They've already done this before. They just have not openly admitted. Call it the President Working Group, the Punch Protection Team. Many people have said in my industry and outside of my industry, this is what the Fed looks like they've been doing. And now I think they're going to come out and admit it. And they're going to just do it full force. They need to support the market, the stock market I'm referring to. So the market is up because of that and because stock companies are repurchasing their shares. But not based upon fundamentals of corporate earnings being there,
right.
Companies selling the goods and services and producing a profit.
David, if the I've only got about a minute, and I may save this, may want you to think about this and save it to the other side. But if the Feds stop propping up the market, I mean truly just stop doing what they're doing, would the market really tank, or would it just be crippled for a period of time where, you know, people could bring the average Joe, if you would, could bring it back up. So let's save that and think about that, because I know you're a smart guy. Think about that, and let's do that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. I got a lot more with David Fisher.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that'll work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
This is Dan Pillett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free. So call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau. Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
Well, if anybody should know fog, she does. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. I don't want to waste my guest time. I'm going to bring him right back on because I enjoy David Fisher. He's the CEO of Landmark Capital. And, David, thanks again for joining me today. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
I want to hit, because a lot of people really don't pay attention to the fact that with the Feds propping up the market the way they do it, as you alluded to in the last segment, it's not a real market. It's not based on the reality of companies making money, people buying stocks, people having faith in the company. It's based on what the Feds are doing, correct?
Well, you're exactly right. You take me out of the picture because it may be somewhat slanted by a person's perspective listening to me saying, oh, that guy's just a gold guy. He doesn't want us to own stock. Okay, well, take me out of it. Today, Bill Gross, he's founded the largest bond company in the world, PIMCO. Now he's off on to it with another company, but he's very well respected. He was just on CNBC just moments before we went on the air talking about how the market right now is no different than Las Vegas. It is a casino. Okay, so I mean, I can go on and on, but there's so many people who are very well respected, like Jeffrey Gundlach, who runs one of the largest funds in the world, Stanley Druckenmiller, in the same classification, except for his track record is impeccable over 25 years. The last 25 years, he's been doing it for 30, he has had double-digit returns every year consecutively. That's unheard of. He's telling people that the market is not moving on fundamentals. We just had a seminar in New York called Seeking Alpha. And the majority of the speakers, like Carl Icahn and many who are billionaires, are saying we're headed for a financial train wreck. Because what's happening right now, in their opinion, and I hold the same sentiment, is the Fed creates bubble to bubble to bubble. And right now the Fed is creating two bubbles. One in the stock market by injection of capital and them not moving like on fundamentals, price for earnings ratios and dividend yields and the normal things that you would analyze stock. And the other bubble that they're creating is this false impression of unrealistic interest rates, which should be around 3-4%, but we're lending out at a half a point.
Yeah.
So that's creating a bubble in the bond market, which is causing severe problems in pensions. Illinois is in trouble. Dallas is in trouble. We're going to see a day of reckoning once they start raising rates in the bond market. And this is what Bill Gross was telling and has been saying for the last 9 to 12 months, that this is a bubble that the Fed is creating. And so what the Fed is trying to pull away the financial drug from the market, and every time they do, the market goes down. So to answer your question, will it tank? I don't know. I'm not a person that says aggressive things like that, although going back to my first statement, what will happen in 3 months, that might sound aggressive, but you'll see why it's not really that aggressive. Back to what we're talking about, this, I believe that we will see a major retraction in the market, but not a collapse in the market.
Don't they call that when it levels out like that? It's a
correction.
A correction. Yeah. Well, that was simple, Joe.
It has to correct. It's overvalued. When things move too far precipitously beyond the normal fundamentals, markets will correct. This is not an amoeba that's growing into something and that it will never be again. This is not the new wave investing, but it will correct. Markets will go through a correction, and this one is due in the stock market and also the bond market, unfortunately. This time with the debt structure, the correction could be bigger than we've ever experienced in my lifetime.
Wow. You know, it's funny because I see, you can imagine all the emails I get, and I still get some junk emails that, hey, you know, you can still get into a house with $0 down. You know, it's not a no paper and no doc loan, but you can still get into a house with no money down. I get the biggest kick out of that because we're headed right down that same road again. But during the break, you and I were talking about the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, and their announcement on the new SDRs. Do me a favor, will you? For those of us who are not in the money business, quickly give us what is the International Monetary Fund? What does it do? And what in God's creation is an SDR? And why do I care?
Great question. Think of the dollar is the world reserve currency, so that's used externally as used as money and as a currency of the world, chooses to trade things in like oil and different commodities and interchanging among central banks. There's I'm going to put this simply, it's not exactly this way, but it's to simply understand it, there's an internal currency that is used amongst five major banks. It used to be four, but now it just became the fifth one here on October 1st. And that is called special drawing rights. It was created, this internal currency, which is really a basket of currencies, by the International Monetary Fund. The International Monetary Fund is, think of it as the central bank of the world. So they put out reports. They're the ones that put out the report on the bail-ins and how it needs to happen. They put out reports on what's happening economically. They just came out and said next year's growth for the global economy will be somewhere around 3.2%. I think that's a very elevated number. I'll be surprised if we hit it. I think they're going to be wrong on that one. I think it's going to be on the low 2% because we're headed towards a recession unless something major happens. So back to the special drawing rights. So there's been four currencies of the world, the dollar, the yen, the Japanese yen, the British pound, and the euro. November of last year, they embraced the Chinese currency called the yuan, and they allowed it to come into the basket of currencies, and it would be launched on October 1st, just a few days ago. They launched it, and they announced the weightings of the currencies. In other words, how much percentages of each currency comprises of the total basket of currencies, using the number being 100%. The dollar is at 42%, and it didn't change up or down. The euro is now at 31%. It went down 7%. The Japanese yen went down 1% to now 8%. And I'm using round numbers, by the way.
Sure.
And the pound went down 2%. It went down also to 8%. So 11% was taken from the euro, the yen, and the sterling and added to the Chinese currency called the renminbi, or the yuan, some people call it. And what does this mean? This is a huge feather in the cap. The Chinese country wants their currency to become the world reserve. How do you do that? You get welcomed in the basket of currencies. And you get a percentage that's now bigger than two of the four other currencies. That's big time huge. So they're making their movements down the road. That's what this means. We're not going to see the dollar crash or anything like that, but we're going to see, if we don't get our financial house in order, we're going to see upward movements in more countries, and 28 countries now, since they were invited November of last year, now have signed treaties with China that they can use their currency in their country to trade.
Wow.
That is unheard of, but that is now happening. That's a big deal.
That's a really big deal. Yeah, people don't realize what exactly that means. Let's talk quickly before we're out of time in this segment about Wells Fargo. Now, the only thing I heard the other day that I got really mad about was some of the candidates running for president said that Wells Fargo bullied its employees into doing this. And I'm thinking, you know, you can tell it's a presidential year, but all businesses have incentives or have quotas, if you would, in certain sales areas. Okay, what these people did, I feel they did on their own. But this issue with Wells Fargo, this, you know, what they're being fined and what's happened to them, it's just a drop in a bucket on the bottom line, isn't it?
As far as what they're being fined, yes. But the more important thing is that it did create fraud.
Right.
And here again, we're starting to see unscrupulous practices banks have been doing, and now it's coming out on the other side. And this is why we're, you know, this whole idea of banks being too big, banks too big to fail, banks not doing the right thing, all those under that umbrella of the category where the banking system really needs to clean up their act. And so this whole thing about the Dodd-Frank Act that was passed to clean up banks, they haven't complied. And now this is coming out. What they did is cross-selling. In other words, when somebody goes into Wells Fargo in the past to get a opening up a checking account, then they're going to say, yeah, Mrs. Jones, we're going to help you opening up a checking account. By the way, do you need a mortgage? Do you need to refinance your home? Oh, we see that you have, oh, you have some stocks with another company over here, Fidelity or whomever. We can handle that all under one roof. And they transfer the assets under their financial department. And so the, oh, you need to have a credit card. Okay, this is cross-selling. There's nothing wrong with cross-selling. What went further than that is, there was quotas that was required by certain, by majority of the 5,300 employees that were fired for not meeting these quotas. And so what happened is they falsified 2.7 million accounts, created false accounts. This is a form of identity theft almost, and did fraudulent behavior by issuing credit cards, which these people didn't ask for them. Which, you know, when a credit card is issued, now you're affecting their credit score because you're drawing credit. So it just, it's an ongoing ramification. And this went on for 4 or 5 years before nothing was, something was finally done.
David, we I need you to pause. We got to go for a quick break. We'll come back. We'll finish up on that. And I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a minute.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
What are you, a couple of nitwits?
We are back. You're listening to Real Sides. Always a pleasure to have you on board. If you're listening on your smartphone, head over to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. You can hop up there and check out the stations. You might find a station not far from where you're at. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I want to bring David Fisher back on quickly. He is the CEO of Landmark Capital and always learned so much when he's on the show with us. And, you know, I don't care how old you are. I don't care. I was just talking to my kids this weekend who are quite younger than I am. It doesn't look it. I know. I have kids that have kids. But I was just talking to them this weekend about what they needed to do to start getting their finances in order. And, you know, and the attitude is that they're young. And I said, yeah, now's the time to do it. Don't wait till you're 50. Don't wait till you're 60 to learn about finances, to learn about helping yourself become financially secure on what's available to you. And always learn so much from David when he's on the show. Again, David Fisher with Landmark Capital. David, thanks for being with me.
You're welcome. So finishing up with Wells Fargo, there is a $2.6 billion lawsuit filed against Wells Fargo from terminated workers that were fueled into the creation of these fake accounts on behalf of their workers. They tried to meet aggressive sales quotas without engaging in fraud, them personally, but the company did. Then many of them were demoted, and many were forced to resign or fired. So as a result of that, the board of Wells Fargo was requiring that the CEO, John Stump, give back $41 million of his personal income earned during this period of time when this fraudulent behavior was, and Kerry Tolstead, who's the former head of the community bank of Wells Fargo, she's required to give back $19 million of uninvested stock. But the ramifications just keep going on. California just hit Wells Fargo. We're urged by the treasurer of California, John Chang, announced that they're going to suspend all banking relationships in the state of California with Wells Fargo. I mean, this is a big blow. So they're going to literally stop Wells Fargo for broker-dealer buying of investments, and they're also not going to use Wells Fargo for any underwriting for the California state bond. So it's a big blow. This is going to happen for at least 12 months.
Wow. I don't want to sound ignorant, but I don't even know where to go with that. That is a big blow. You're exactly right. But, I mean, seriously, and I don't want to get into this now. We can do this later on. With these banks, when they lose money like this a lot of times, they're making so much money in some of their investments. They're doing so well that I wonder, bottom line, out 12 months, as you say, this is a momentary setback for some of these very large banks. And don't take a long time to answer, but am I right?
You're exactly right. It's just a moment. So that's why we're not going to see behavior change.
Right.
Unfortunately.
Okay. So back to Deutsche Bank. We kind of touched on it in the first segment. But again, I am grateful that you hit on it. That way people can see that you do understand what's going on in finances. How is this going to affect us as a whole at this point?
This is the number one thing I'm watching, Joe, is Deutsche Bank. They're in trouble. According to Fox News, you have 3 months of burn ratio capital left. 3 months. Put into perspective, they're huge. Deutsche Bank would make, in fact, this is the quote, 2008, a walk in the park when Lehman went under. One global economist said it would be like going to the beach, 2008 would be, compared to what would happen if Deutsche went under. Deutsche was hit with a $14.1 billion fine from the Department of Justice in 2014. They're trying to negotiate it down to the amount of money that they have set aside, which is $6 billion. There was rumors through a Twitter account, because their stock was collapsing. To put into perspective, Deutsche Bank is the largest bank in Europe and one of the four or five largest banks in the world. They got delisted. They got taken off the stock market in Germany August 16th.
Oh my God.
That'd be like General Motors. That'd be like Apple being taken out of the stock market, okay? Since if Apple got in trouble a little bit. But this is a big trouble they're in. So they're delisted, and many other banking stocks have been delisted on August 16th in the European system because their bank stock is down 51% so far year to date. They are cash strapped. They have $300 billion of bank accounts where citizens have money in the bank, and they don't have $300 million on account there. So they're upside down. They're more leveraged than Lehman. Lehman was $22 trillion, and they're at $72 trillion. Some say it's at the minimum at $60 trillion. They have about 3,000-plus subsidiaries, people they do business with, and Lehman had 208. So this is a big problem getting ready to happen. So on Thursday, their stock was getting to tumble because the 10 largest hedge funds said we're selling Deutsche Bank stock. On a Twitter account, rumor had it that they settled this negotiable deal with the Department of Justice for $5.65 billion. The next weekend, this last weekend, it came out with the Wall Street Journal, Reuters, and Associated Press. There's the top executives from Deutsche Bank and also the Department of Justice haven't even started conversation of negotiations on what the end result would be. So this is all to stop a major sell-off, because if we would have gone through the weekend, you would have seen Deutsche Bank open up maybe another 10% down on Monday. We would have seen a bank holiday or a bank run this week in Deutsche Bank in Germany and throughout Europe. they had to stop the bleed, so they create a falsified rumor, and now it's coming out in the media that this was just a rumor mill to stop this from happening. Deutsche Bank is in trouble, and if they don't get help, and there is no bailout coming according to the European Union law, they will go under, and it will create a much more financial havoc than 2008. We will have two banks within 1 to 2 days in the United States, the largest, go insolvent, and within a week, four or five others will become insolvent, according to Fox News in a report last week.
Let's jump to, let's talk a little bit about these the Morgan Silver coins.
Well, we're going to give away a Morgan Silver coin for the next 21 first-time callers, for people who have a 401k, an IRA, or stocks, or money in the bank that they're concerned about, this thing that we've been hearing me talk about called the bail-in, which, by the way, Deutsche Bank could trigger that very easily. Unfortunately, our country is divided, and many, many people have divisions over where this might happen or not. I don't even know if it will, but we're headed that direction. Our country is divided in Civil War times, and this coin called the Morgan Dollar was created to bring our country back together. It is a beautiful coin. It's brilliant, uncirculated, so it's never been in circulation. The design of the coin has the two crops from the north and from the south, the wheat and cotton, that are prominent used crops to bring our country back together. And on the back side of the coin, they put back on the motto, "In God We Trust," which was not on our coinage during Civil War time. So many people believe that they bring God back to our country and our monetary system, he will have a chance of healing our land, he being the Lord. So the motto appears above the eagle, which represents in coin history that saying God is over our country, that the presence of God is here in our country, and we are bringing God back to our country. That's what this coin represents. Our country is divided, Joe. I want to bring our country back together. And this is just a way of saying thank you from Landmark Capital to help people who want to get this information, who have a 401k and IRA, stocks, or money in the bank that they're concerned about, that if our country does not get in unity, we could see some major financial turmoil. And this is just one step of many that people can take to get their money protected, and they can get that information packet.
And again, as I said in the very beginning, I know sometimes you get uncomfortable when I do this, but look, the bottom line with this is that anybody can sell you gold. Anybody can sell you silver. They're all over the place out there. And I'm not saying all the other companies are bad. It's not what I'm saying at all. But dealt with David now for quite some time. I know other people have dealt with David and his company. This is not, it's not a hard sell, and they're very, very knowledgeable about what they're doing. And that's what you need. You need somebody who's going to, I don't care whether it's when it comes to your finances or your health care or anything along those lines, you need to have people that are willing to give you the information and allow you to mull it over, to think it over, and not do the hard selling in it. And that's one thing I do appreciate about you, David, and appreciate about your company very much.
Well, thank you, Joe. It's the heartbeat of our company. You treat people with respect, and they can make their own decisions. Yep.
And David, I want to pop back for 1 second to, you know, we talk about the banks, Wells Fargo, Deutsche Bank, and that kind of thing. When it comes to the precious metals, and you only got about a minute and a half to answer. When it comes to precious metals and gold, this is, the precious metals will always not retain their exact value. I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but unlike printed money, you know, precious metals will always have some kind of value to them. Correct?
You're exactly right. Our currency will continue to devalue because it's not backed by anything tangible anymore, like gold or silver.
Right.
Gold or silver will continue to grow because there is massive uncertainty in the world today, especially with the central banks not knowing how to move forward. So this creates uncertainty, and that's why gold is up 24% year-to-date, thereabouts. We're going to be in a major bull market, and if you move your money prior to a bail-in, they can't access your money in gold and silver in your physical hands held in an IRA or outside of retirement, and you can do that legally. We have literature on that. So this is a way of protecting yourself from government seizure. Inflation and currency devaluation might be one of the best investments we could be making right now.
Great, David. Always, always, always enjoy when you're on with me. David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital. Give him a call, 844-715-7311. My dad says I talk too fast, so it's 844-715-7311. And just call. Get informed. Again, David, thank you. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.